Glad you tuned in to Organic Matters. I tried to do this show in order. So if you're listening to this week's show, I just got through with the first part of the show is all about indoor plants, how healthy they can make your air, how good they are for you. I think they personally even pick up your moods. I'm in a situation where I'm not having very good luck with mine right now, but I'm about to fix that. So I've always kind of been dedicated to having some houseplants. But now let's move on to we've taken care of our air. I'm going to give you a dozen or so foods that have been studied, that I've read about, that I know about, and that I eat, that actually, for lack of a better term, I'm going to make the term up, kind of scrub your arteries. They really do help your health. They're kind of health foods, and a lot of foods are health for you. I mean, you need good food. You are what you eat. But these have been particularly picked out as, I want to say, somewhat exceptional. I don't like to use the word superfoods, but they're certainly good for you and something you should include in your diet as often as you can. Let's begin our food journey with a little food for thought. Pardon the pun. As we get older, the collective opinions of the medical community and mainstream media, that's us kind of, begin to instill a fear of cardiovascular disease in our minds. Every food becomes a danger of clogging your arteries or something not good for you. Every gym workout is spurned on by the growing fear that your heart isn't as strong as it ought to be. And with all that, I call it fear-mongering aside, your concerns are not without some merit. Here in the United States, the Center for Disease Control and Prevention estimates that over 614,000 people deaths were caused by heart disease in the last year I could find, 2015. This makes it the leading cause of death amongst all other diseases and health conditions, and that includes cancer. Atherosclerosis, as the word is said, I hope, refers to the progressive clogging of the arteries. It's a key contributor to heart disease, along with stroke and a range of other cardiovascular conditions. Atherosclerosis is affected by a range of variables, including your autoimmunity already, infection, and dietary complications. It's also a condition which, believe it or not, if we were perfect, is entirely preventable. And in my personal opinion, it's very easy to prevent or help, and now we know even to reverse, provided you know which foods to eat and, of course, better than that, which ones to avoid. So here's at least a partial list I've put together for foods known for their antioxidant, anti-inflammatory, nutrient-dense, fiber-rich properties, everything you want a food to do for you. And I'm kind of confident that these are all important elements which can set you back on the path to a healthier artery and improved cardiovascular health system. The added effect is that these foods will improve your health in general, meaning you're just going to probably feel better overall. Let's start with fruits for scrubbing your arteries. And yes, I'm going to start with number one, avocado. And whatever you think, it actually is a fruit. And it is a personal favorite of mine. I'm sitting here looking at one as we talk about this. Avocados are unbelievably nutritious and make a great addition to almost any meal. They more or less supercharge a boring sandwich. I use it in place of what I used to put mayonnaise on, for instance, with a little mix, and make salads a whole heck of a lot better. Seems hard to believe that something so creamy and so delicious can be so good for you, but you better believe it. They really are exceptional. And I might add, they're one of the vegetables or fruits. I still think they're a vegetable in my brain, but I'm told they're fruits that you don't even have to worry too much about buying organic. They are pretty much protected. We don't eat the outer shell, and it's pretty impervious. I still opt to buy organic ones whenever I can because it supports the organic system. But don't be afraid to buy them anywhere. The good far outweighs the bad. In addition to other wide-ranging health properties, avocados have been shown to dramatically improve your blood cholesterol. A study published in the Archives of Medical Research, which is a really, really good peer-reviewed research, found that consuming an avocado on a daily basis directly leads to a decrease in triglycerides. LDL cholesterol, the unofficial bad kind, dropped by a kind of an amazing 22%, and the HDL good cholesterol went up by 11% in folks that eat avocados on a regular basis. In addition, they lower triglycerides and LDL cholesterol, meaning they actually are cleaning your arteries and give it much less of a chance for the plaque to build up. And finally, yes, they definitely are a fruit. Next on my list are cranberries, with a caveat that I'll get into. Similar to avocados, the high concentrations of antioxidants contained within their ruby depths really give your cardiovascular health a boost by lowering LDL cholesterol and elevating HDL. And the best thing about it, you can enjoy the artery-scrubbing benefits of this fruit in a simple glass of really good cranberry juice. It's as easy as that. However, the caveat is this. Because of the way they're raised and collected, they have a tendency to be pretty high in herbicides and pesticides. So I recommend spending the extra in this particular case. Get your cranberries, get your cranberry juice any way you can get it. Look for organic if you can. Now, they're not on the list every year, all year long, but they certainly get on the list. And if you're trying to take a health food, you probably want to spend the extra buck to make sure the health food you're taking doesn't also have harmful chemistry and pesticides in it. Just makes sense. My next fruit is a surprise to some people. Persimmons. Let's face it, they're a little bit weird to the American, the average American citizen. You've probably bypassed occasional persimmon displays at supermarkets because you simply don't know what the darn things are or how to use them. But whatever you think of them, persimmons are positively overflowing with antioxidants and polyphenols. Like the avocado and the cranberry, these help to decrease both LDL cholesterol and triglycerides from your bloodstream. And it just so happens that persimmons are very high in fiber, something we all need more of these days, it seems, which is a critical aspect of regulating blood pressure and cleansing your arteries on a really regular basis. And my last fruit, and yes, you're going to question that again, is watermelons. Seems hard to believe that something that's so sweet and delicious can really play such an important role in keeping your arteries clear and your heart healthy. But the experts say it's true. Watermelon contains plenty of a thing called L-citrulline. It's an amino acid which lowers blood pressure and decreases inflammation. Therefore, it eases pressure on your arteries and promotes a healthy heart. Reflect on that the next time you consider whether you've earned that next juicy slice of watermelon, which you used to think was so sugary that it wasn't good for me. The good outweighs the bad. Let's move on to a few vegetables. I think I'm going to run out of time before I run out of vegetables, but we'll bring them up. Broccoli. It should probably come as no surprise that this green vegetable your mom has always forced you to eat, although I loved it, is dynamite when it comes to scrubbing your arteries. This brassica, which is anything in the brassica family, basically good for you folks, is packed with vitamin K, an essential antioxidant which prevents calcification and hardening of the arteries. Not only that, broccoli is surprisingly high in readily available fiber. And as we now know, that helps to support heart health by normalizing blood pressure and literally lubricating arterial walls against damage. Let me mention at least a spice or two here. This one for sure, cinnamon. It's got delicious taste. It's a non-sugary kind of a sweetness once you get used to it. And you shouldn't really need any other reason to use cinnamon as often as you can. But here's another one. It turns out that a tablespoon of cinnamon a day literally dramatically reduces LDL cholesterol levels while simultaneously preventing plaque buildup in your arterial walls. This effect is further supported by the fact that cinnamon makes an excellent replacement for others, in my case, even sugars in a number of things like my coffee. It provides sort of a sought-after sort of sweetness in coffee or in baking without elevating blood sugar levels at all. And, of course, it lowers inflammation in your arteries. And incidentally, I can give you 20 other reasons why you should have cinnamon on your shelf, but rest it be said that it's really, really good for you. So back to another vegetable, of course, we've all been told this. Come on, Popeye. Spinach. Another vegetable that's long received its fair share of fame due to its wide-ranging known health properties. Spinach is really a powerful ally when it comes to fighting cardiovascular disease. It contains loads of fiber, potassium, and folates, which collectively all work towards lower blood pressure and to keep your arteries kind of humming along. In addition, the studies I found showed that one serving per day of these green, leafy, foliate-rich vegetable spinach significantly lower homocysteine, which is recognized as a contributor to cardiovascular disease and atherosclerosis. And I should mention here, I always forget, along with broccoli that I mentioned earlier, spinach is one of the, unfortunately, one of the plants that's always on what we call the dirty dozen list. If you don't buy organic, you're going to get some residual chemistry in your body from buying conventional spinach. I, again, find it worth the extra money. The problem is I live in a small town. They don't have any of this stuff here. I have to go spend my extra gas to go buy my groceries because they don't care what's in it in these small town stores. They're just selling you whatever they can get their hands on. One more that I do, turmeric. It's a spice now, folks. But more information just keeps coming in better and better in the eyes of the health community. This powerful anti-inflammatory powder owes many of its health benefits to its ultra-high levels of curcumin. This compound has been shown to reduce fatty deposits in our arteries by as much as 25%. Not only that, studies show that curcumin supplementation, or simply getting plenty of it in your diet, helps reverse arterial dysfunction and reduce the oxidative effects of aging on your arteries. All good news for your heart. It's one of the few things I actually occasionally take as a supplement. I always think if you eat healthy, you don't really need very many supplements, but this, I do lean onto this occasionally. And let me add a couple of, at least one surprise here, maybe two. Coconut oil. If you've been following all the dramatic rise of coconut oil as an alternative health, you're probably now aware that saturated fats, the ones found especially in unrefined coconut oil, are loaded with essential nutrients. As a result, they are amazingly good for your heart. The high concentrations of medium-chain triglycerides, called MGTs, in coconut oil can significantly reduce plaque buildup in your arteries. They can convert the cholesterol in your bloodstream into a form that is much more readily available for utilization of your body instead of sticking in there. Far from saturated fats being a cause of heart disease, as the authorities used to tell us about 30 years ago, they're actually an important part of a good, healthy, robust cardiovascular system. And here I've got to add olive oil. It might have, should have been above coconut oil, but it's right here. Olive oil has been a favorite amongst health-savvy eaters for years, even longer than coconut oil, and for a good reason. It is very high in concentrations of monounsaturated oleic acids. This is an essential fatty acid, which has been linked to a lowering of triglycerides and a reduction of oxidative stress in your bloodstream. And while we're on the topic, studies suggest that the positive effects of olive oil may be so profound that people who consume it on a really regular basis have about a 40% lower risk of stroke than those who don't. And as usual, I run out of time, but let me just mention a couple other things so you can go look at them. High on the list are almonds. If you don't like almonds, I don't love them. I like them okay, but a good fill-in in some ways is good or better are walnuts. And I do eat walnuts every day of my life. Not a very weird reason, because I have a parrot and he and I share them. So every day when I feed him his walnuts, I get my walnuts. They have many of the same great qualities of almonds. I just find them more palatable. So they help to reduce blood pressure, inflammation, and other things, and they kind of keep everything in the artery system running smoothly for you. Hope you enjoyed that. Hope you learned something. Thanks for staying tuned to Organic Matters.